It's Rocktober on the Julie Tussey Show.
Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. It is finally sweater weather. If you're with me and you love sweater weather and you love boots and you love glamour and glitz in the fall and in the winter, you have landed in the right place to hear this podcast. Now, we're also going to talk about some breast cancer awareness and some other things that have been going on. But I want you to sit down, get yourself some hot cider or a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and get ready to have a little R&R. Because today, we're going to talk about how important you are.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, everybody. What a privilege it is to be here with you today. Have had a lot going on and wanted to just chat with you a little while about some things that I have been thinking about. It is finally sweater weather. Oh yeah, sweater weather. I love sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Who doesn't love sweater weather? I'm so excited, but I must honestly say I love the sweaters. Nothing too high. You all know when you go through menopause or you're going through menopause or you're like 10 years going up to menopause that you cannot wear sweaters. It makes you insane. You can't stand anything on your neck. So now I get to dress in layers. It's like a tank. Like you see me and I look like I'm having a sweater on, but no, it's a trick. It's a trick because no turtlenecks, no mock turtlenecks, no anything. It's a tank. A tankini almost underneath my clothes with a jacket over it because who knows when I'm going to be 172 degrees hot. I mean, it's insane. But still, the reason I look so forward to fall, I got to tell you the truth, is because of the boots. The boots, baby. I love the boots. So I am so excited. I can't get over it. I can wear my thigh-high boots now because I've lost 24 pounds. Kept it off for almost a year now. Yes, I need to lose 40 more pounds, but you know, life has been happening. And I've been listening to the Half Size Me community, and I've been listening to Fit and Fat, who she lost 100 pounds. And I've been talking with Jason Leinarts, our official fitness coach for the Julie Tussey Show and our health and fitness man. Hey, shout out to you, Jason. I know you're listening, baby. Shout out to you too, Heather, because I know you listen too. I have these people listening to me, so I feel like I have to do a really good job. So thank you guys for helping me with that. But anyway, I've been listening to these things, and one thing I'm learning is this weight loss thing for me is a journey, and it's got to be a lifestyle, and I've not 100% completely tweaked it, but the fact that I have not gained the weight back in almost a year is a good sign to me. It's a good sign. So it's kind of like working out your salvation with fear and trembling. When you got to figure, you know, we got to work out how you're going to have your relationship with Jesus and keep things on track. Yeah, it's kind of like that for me. I'm working this thing out and it is not always pretty. It is not always pretty. But said all that to say, I can wear my thigh-high boots. Baby, I love that. I love my thigh-high boots. And I get these socks that are thigh-high, and they're like black with two white stripes, like gym socks. And they go clear up my thigh, go up above my boot a little bit. They're really sexy. Really sexy. So that's making me very, very happy. So, you know, sweater weather and boots. So happy about it. been a lot going on, I had the privilege of going to Lexington, Kentucky, and I was able to be the host for the first time ever of a fashion show. So shout out to Ed Mackey for inviting me to that. It was really, really cool, you guys. You know how I love fashion and glamour, and the Julie Tussey Show is always about fashion, glamour, fitness, health, women's health, and then maybe some crazy current events and exposés, and sometimes some stars. I'm talking to a few right now. Yes, I am. So I got to go do the expose, and it was so fun. They have these young designers. One girl was pretty established from Louisville, and I love, love, love her stuff. But then there were some others that are getting off the ground, and it was so fun, you guys. It was so fun. It was sponsored by the Lexington Fashion Collaborative, and what a good work they're doing for young, talented people. I was so privileged to be part of that, and I loved it. Then we had, I have been so busy. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. I actually got to sing. If you go on my Facebook, you can see it in my Instagram. I went and sang yesterday at a neighborhood party. We were booked to go do that. And a week ago, maybe even a few days ago, it was like 90, almost 90 here in Kentucky. And then I go yesterday and it's like 46 people, 46. Oh my gosh, my hands were freezing. We were outside, but the community had so much fun. They had those blow up jumpy things for the kids, and they were painting baby pumpkins, and they had popcorn, and they had pizza, and they had all the food going on. And I think they were playing some games, and they had some vendors. And there we are sitting in our tent. We have a big, like 16 by 16. Is it 16 by 16? It's a big old tent. We have two of them. They're like an awning that you pop up, and you can actually roll up the front and leave sides down or whatever you need to do. So we were in there, me and Gary Tussey, my husband, who was on, he was on rhythm and lead guitar and singing. And then Jesse Pena, we have something called the Tussey Pena Trio, and we go around and do smaller venues with that. And it's two acoustic guitars, and it is so fun. We mix it up. So we had a blast. So shout out to the neighborhood in Lexington who shall remain unnamed, as it was a private event, for inviting us. That was so, so fun. Now listen, it is, as I'm recording this, it's Sunday. Yes, I've been super busy, so I decided to throw a podcast down on Sunday to release, yes, at midnight tonight. Yeah, it's been a crazy life, my people. It's been a crazy life. But this coming Saturday, which is October the 20th, is our Victress Women's event. It's a women's luncheon. I am having a catered lunch. I am having motivational speaking. We are having spontaneous dancing. We are having a raffle. We are having a silent auction. We are revealing the Julie Tussey Show product line with body bars and bath bars and bombs. And yeah, there's a bee theme going on, I just realized. And that has just been months in the making. So far, we've got a venue that will seat 100 because it's our first one out. And so far, we've gotten RSVPs for like close to 70 women. And so there's still room for 30 of you. If you're going to come, RSVP me at thejulietusseyshow@gmail.com or go on thejulietusseyshow.com and sign up for the mailing list, and then there's a place in notes you can tell us you're coming, because we want to make sure we have food for you. But if something happens and you just happen to have that time come on, like you're scheduled to work and all of a sudden you can come, or things fall in place, please do come. It's here in Richmond, Kentucky at the Central Bank. There's a beautiful meeting room in the entire downstairs of the bank. It's gorgeous with a kitchen. It's amazing, y'all. It's amazing. So if you can come, please do come. It starts at 11:30. That's Saturday, October 20th at 11:30 at the Central Bank Meeting Room in Richmond, Kentucky. We want you to come. So see, I told you I've been super, super busy. So today I want to remind you, too, that it's National Chili Month. Woo, woo! Love chili. I gave you a chili recipe on the last podcast. And it's like chilly weather now. I'm happy about that. October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The Victrus event is going to be a breast cancer awareness event. We're going to talk a little bit about taking care of your breasts and how to be preventative in this. You know, as we as women, we have to band together. And men too. We all need to join together as humanity, and we need to go forward and support one another. And I want to try and create this thing where you choose a date every month, like when your rent is due. You will not forget when your rent is due. So if you start saying to yourself, the rent is due, I need to check my breasts, and then do it. And then when you do it, get on your phone and text all your girls, your mama, your sisters, your cousins, your girlfriends, your daughters, your granddaughters, you know, check your breasts, and then remind each other to do it. Prevention is the best medicine in this situation, and finding a very, very small lump compared to things going on for a while can really make a difference. I personally have lost a dear friend to breast cancer. I'm thankful to Jesus that it's not something that runs in our family, but I have such a heart for the women who have to deal with this, and it's just, I want to help. I want to support. So part of the proceeds of anything that comes in from what we're doing at Victrus are going to go to Paint the Town Pink this year. And next year, I want to find some places that are doing research and send our money there. So we're going to do the Victrus event every October as long as I can. And we want to take it. We want to begin to grow it, which if you listen to the last podcast, you know all about that. So breast cancer awareness, girls, check your breasts. Husbands, check your wife's breast. If you feel anything unusual, let your wife know. But we have to take care. Don't be afraid. Just do it in the shower. It's easier. You don't have to even wait 1 month. You can check them every time you shower. You can check once a week. But at least choose that one day a month. I'm choosing the first of the month because that is when my rent is due. And honey, I never miss paying the house payment or the rent. You know what I'm saying? You never miss making that payment. You are important enough to schedule this into your life. That's one thing I love about the half-size community and Heather is that there's so much about time planning and making yourself a priority. So remember, the holidays are coming. Make yourself a priority. All right, so I went over everything. Christmas is coming. That's right, Christmas is coming. I can't wait. I know maybe you guys aren't like me, but Gary and I, we perform Christmas music. We have a CD called Merry Christmas, and I wrote a couple of the songs on it, but then there's like traditional standards that we really, really enjoyed recording. Well, that is available at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie3. I believe it's three. If you put two or three, you'll find it. But I am listening to Christmas music right now because we perform it. We have to get ready. And we've been invited to go back to Renfro Valley and do radio with them. So that's what we're going to do on the 19th of December. So we're already getting ready for Christmas. So it's kind of weird. It's Halloween and we're listening to Christmas music. But it's not as bad as when we recorded it. Our kids were a little bit younger, and we recorded all summer, so we were done in like, I think we started the 1st of July. By October, we were ready to press. And in October, our kids said, is it time for Santa to come? Like they were ready. They were ready 3 or 4 months early, so there you go. All right. I wanted to take a minute and talk to you today about how important you are and your role is in the lives of the people around you. I actually posted something on Facebook today, and it was basically this: Dear Jesus, please help me to be everything you want me to be, and help me to be effective in the lives of those that you bring into my life. You know, You are so valuable and so important. And I wanted to remind you of that. I want to remind you today that you are worth taking time to get fit. You are worth taking time to get healthy. You are worth taking time to meal prep. You are worth taking time to take a bubble bath. You are worth taking time to get a babysitter and go have girl time. You are valuable. And you may not recognize that or realize that every single day, but I wanted to remind you of it because the holidays are coming. And when the holidays come, it seems like things can get so, so hectic. And I myself am experiencing more of that right now because we have a new granddaughter and she's 3 months old. And it takes an entire family to raise a child, in my opinion. It takes the original family and then the family God has built around you to be it, you know, to share in the care of that baby. So I have been helping to share in the care of our precious little Miss Remington Shay. And she is amazing, but she had colic for the first 3 months, and it was so hard. She's going to be 4 months in like 2 weeks. So she's actually been feeling better for about 2 weeks, and it's getting better every day. That child is so full of personality. I'm a glamour, so don't get me started. But I am seeing that there's, you know, between the cooking show and the podcast and the two kids that we still have living at home and building houses and now adding Miss Remington to our care list, that my care has been kind of going by the wayside. And so I've had to try and work with my schedule. You know what I mean? Work with my schedule. And I love that the choice is up to me and the choice is up to you to take time for yourself. Sometimes, you know, the kids are sick or whatever and you can't do anything about it, but I want you to remember to value yourself, value who you are, value the place that you have in the lives of those that are given to you by God, that are yours. They're yours and they're your circle. They're your friends. They're your family. They're your children. They're your husband or your wife. That is where I want you to remember that you do have choices and you do have the ability to prioritize. So if you're naturally a yes person, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do this for you. And it takes away from your self-care. I want you to stop and think before you commit to things. The holidays are coming. We have a lot of extra things added to our plate, okay? We have a lot of things added to our plate, but it can be managed. And so I want you to be proactive with me. I'm going to be proactive. If I need a break, I'm taking a break. If I get asked to do things, and I used to not be this way, I used to be more of a people pleaser, but if I get asked to do things and I just don't have time, I'm not going to do it. And I simply say, I would love to do that, but I just can't right now. I'm sorry. And I leave it. Excuse me. So take time for yourself. Okay. Schedule it. Schedule a date with your husband and get a babysitter. Schedule a date with the bathtub and the Epsom salt right before bed and let daddy take care of the kids while you go in and take that soaker. Calgon, take me away moment. But take some time for yourself. All right. You're valuable. You're precious. You're important. Prioritize yourself. And I'm saying this because I need to hear it myself. I need to hear it so bad right now. And I know it sounds like everything's always perfect in my life, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, even this morning I got up and I was so tired that I was just testy. I'm normally not testy, but I was a little testy and I felt exhausted and I just wanted to cry. And I said to Gary, I have to do a podcast and I just don't have anything to say. I have nothing to say. Yeah, that was me this morning. But you know what I did? I got a cup of tea and I prayed a little bit and I found a podcast to listen to encourage myself. And I realized, you know what, Julie, you're just overtired and you're taxing yourself. So this week you have the big Victor's thing coming up. You're going to have to schedule. You're going to have to not do the extra running and not do the extra things for other people and kind of get your stuff together this week. So as I'm cheerleading myself, I thought I would share that with you. That's what I thought I would do. I want to hear from you guys. If you're enjoying the podcast and you want to send an encouraging word, please do at thejulietussieshow@gmail.com. Reach out to me. Let me know what you're up to. Let me know what you're doing for the holidays. I'm really, really curious about that. You know, I'm excited. I don't know about you, but like as soon as the weather gets cold, I am ready. I'm ready for all the holidays. I want to go shopping. I want to decorate. You know, I want to do that. Maybe we'll do a show on some holiday decorating. Wouldn't that be fun? I cannot wait. Well, I've had a really good time talking to you all. I really care about you. I want to see you succeed. I want you to take care of your health, including your breasts, but your entire health, your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health. I want you to take care of you and be the best version of you that you can be because you're so important. You are not here by accident. You are here by divine providence, and I want you to know that. This is Julie Tussie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. Ladies, I wanted to remind you about the Julie Tussie Show's Victorious Women's Luncheon. We are sponsoring a luncheon right here in Richmond, Kentucky. It's on October the 20th. It starts at 11:30, and we are at the Central Bank downtown Richmond, Kentucky. Oh my goodness, it's going to be so much fun. You want to get your girlfriends, you want to get your mama, you want to get your sisters, and you want to come and visit us and join us. We are having a fashion show. We are having a DJ with spontaneous dancing. Yes, spontaneous dancing right in the middle of everything. We have shopping. We have lunch. We have motivational speaking. It is going to be so fun, and it's all free. That's right. It is all free. We want to do this for you. We want to be a blessing to you and encourage you. So if you can come, please do RSVP me at thejulietussieshow.com. You can go and join the mailing list and RSVP in your notes. And you can also email us at thejulietussieshow@gmail.com. Please do follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thejulietussieshow, and let us know what you're up to. The Julie Tussie Show would like to thank the following sponsors for their support of the Victorious Women's Luncheon, October 20th, 2018, at 11:30 at the Central Bank Meeting Room in Richmond, Kentucky, where you will find women inspiring women to greater health and success. This is a breast cancer awareness event. We'd like to thank Bluegrass Marble, Community Trust Bank, Belk, Luxury Pet Services, Cassandra Gross Legal Shield, McAllister's Deli, Tussie Homes Incorporated, Cadoba, Ben Pointer Back Roads Bakery, Penn Station, Nuevo Vallarta, The Seeker Newspaper, Krista Mullins doTERRA Wellness Advocate, CBD Wellness of Kentucky, and Kelly Osbaldiston, Roden and Fields Consultant. Thank you so much to each and every one of the sponsors for this event. We love you, we appreciate you, and we are so happy to join together in reaching women for greater health and success. Tussie Homes Incorporated would like to thank you for listening to The Julie Tussie Show. If you're looking for a beautiful original design home in the Richmond, Kentucky area, please reach out to them at facebook.com/Tussie Construction. Tussie Homes, welcome home.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/TheJulieTussieShow and Instagram, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original suburban bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.